Rhythmic Composition in Yellow Green Minor is Australia's earliest known abstract painting and the only surviving work from a series of abstract paintings Roy de Mestre created in 1919 and 1920. As the title implies, it's an attempt to create a synthesis between musical tonalities, quantified in scales and harmonic relationships, and the visual language of painting with its formal structures of colour palette and geometry. In this painting, sinuous curves interweave and disperse, evoking the sensation of melody and harmony. The curves are segmented into colour keys that present subtle gradations of tone in a palette that ranges from warm reds and cool indigos to green-blue aquas and dashes of yellow. Though they are organic and free-flowing, the curves seem to build in complexity and intensity from the bottom left of the composition to the top right. They're punctuated by two elliptical voids of intense colour, one purple, the other yellow, that might evoke the development and apex of a musical phrase. Rhythmic Composition reflects de Mestre's interest in the power of colour to elicit emotional responses. This interest had its roots in emerging spiritualist movements such as Theosophy and Anthroposophy, as well as the colour experiments of European avant-garde artists. De Mestre became particularly interested in colour psychiatry during his service as a medical orderly in the First World War, which brought him into contact with shell-shocked soldiers. This painting arose from a collaborative project around colour music between de Mestre, fellow artist Roland Wakelin, and music and medical student Adrian Verbruggen. It may well have had a direct musical correlation in Beethoven's String Quartet No. 14, Opus 131, composed in the key of C-sharp minor, which de Mestre had heard in concert at the Sydney Conservatorium of Music. Though de Mestre's practice developed from local experiments, his attempt to use colour as a medium for artistic revolution mirrored the concerns of the international avant-garde, revealing the remarkable cosmopolitanism of Sydney's modernist movements.